Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96. Gino D here with you, joined by Chattanooga-based dating expert Brock Olson. Brock, thanks for coming on.
Of course, thanks for having me.
We're helping out Anonymous right now. She's been in a relationship for about 3 months. Boyfriend's 40th birthday is coming up. They want to celebrate in a different country. He said that he will cover the lodging and the meals, but just needs her to secure her own plane ticket. She said she's in a little bit of a credit card debt situation right now, doesn't have the funds for that. And as of right now, they leave in about 2 weeks' time, and he's going to go without her because she can't supply her own ticket. And she's a little bit upset about that, and she's wondering if she should be upset because he's not willing to take her, or if she's being unreasonable in thinking that, yeah, you should be buying my ticket.
Right, right. Again, Anonymous, thank you so much for writing this in. I don't think that he's trying to make it so you can't go. I think he is trying to make it so you can. Again, this is his birthday. He's probably not wanting to spend more money than, is truly necessary. He wants to see if you're willing to invest. Now, what I said I was going to do, I was going to give you a little bit of advice onto what I would do with this situation to make sure that the relationship continues, that the foundation is strong and continues to grow. I'm a big advocate, everybody, for creative solutions. Now, he has asked if you would pay the plane ticket. Maybe that's like $1,500. Maybe that's outside of your budget. But maybe you actually taking care of the meals isn't. So maybe you say, well, could I do that instead? And everybody needs to listen to this. We are not always going to be able to invest, at least financially. Actually, I'll say in multiple facets. We won't always be able to invest into a relationship equally. But what we can do is invest to the best of our ability. And if you are not able to invest to the same level that somebody else is, say in this situation financially, you need to find a way that you can still bring some investment. So if you're not able to buy an expensive plane ticket, you need to find something that you can pay for that alleviates a little bit of that financial burden on your partner. And this goes for all sorts of things, like talk about home responsibilities, anything like that. You need to be doing the best you can to contribute to your best ability. So if you're making 30% less, you still need to be contributing up to that limit, because the last thing you want is for your partner to feel like you're not willing to put in as much as they are in terms of the overall investment and contribution. Nobody wants to feel like they're being taken advantage of. And this is his birthday, so I'm sure he cares about you a lot, but at the end of the day, he deserves to be able to go on this trip for his 40th. I mean, it sounds like he's saved up, he's made good decisions, and what I would suggest, aside from just trying to see if you could pay for something else that would alleviate some of that burden, but if even that doesn't work out, I think that you need to really promote that he enjoys this trip without you. One of the worst things you can do is shame your partner for trying to enjoy life when you're not around. The worst thing you can do, because it makes them not actually want to return. It makes them not see or be able to experience this trip or these things in a happy way. And the thing you're supposed to be doing is making it so they do miss you, making them want to come back to you. And when you're upset that they're gone, or you're afraid that they're going to have a good time without you around because you have some types of personal insecurity, like these are the things that actually drive the wedge between two people who could potentially have a lot of relationship potential. I went on a motorcycle trip a week or so ago. I was gone for 2 weeks, and my wife actually texted me because, didn't get to see her. We were doing video calls once in a while, or little videos that we'd send back and forth, but she wasn't all over me. She gave me space, and she said, I know that this is something that's really important to you, and I want you to be happy, and I want to do whatever it takes to make sure that you're able to experience this to the fullest, because I want you to feel like you're experiencing life on your terms, and I want to contribute to that experience by not stressing you out. Ladies and gentlemen, that made me want to run back to her. And I was in Colorado. I was like, wow, that was so powerful. And I felt so connected, even though I was 2,000 miles away from my partner. So whenever our partners are away from us, or they're going to go do something and enjoy life without us around them, that doesn't need to trigger any senses of insecurity. Instead, look at these as opportunities for the relationship to actually be strengthened, because we can really do a good job at making sure that somebody enjoys the time away from us, but that doesn't mean that the relationship is at risk. Yeah. These are opportunities to strengthen the relationship, and that's kind of what you have here. So he's going to spend his 40th celebrating, sure, without you, but it doesn't mean he doesn't need to be thinking about you. It doesn't mean that he needs to be like, gosh, I'm so glad I'm not around her because she's like a drain on me. And guys can do this too. Guys can make it really difficult for someone to go and enjoy themselves outside of the presence of them. So just really try to make it so if you're not able to go with him, that he's able to really enjoy it. Don't make him feel guilty for enjoying life without you. Life is supposed to be enjoyed regardless. So that's going to be my advice for this.
Yeah. No, I'll double down on that as well. As we know, and I talked about it a little bit on the air, my girlfriend went away on a 4.5 month hike.
She did.
But it was just something that I couldn't afford to take that much time off of work. Just wasn't going to be able, able to be possible. But that was one thing. And actually, advice from you was to keep it positive, keep those conversations going, connect as much as you can, whether that be through the phone or however you can connect, until you're able to return to one another. And so far, so good. It all worked out.
I love that. Yes.
I will double down on that advice. Absolutely. I think that's great. Thank you, Anonymous, for writing in. Again, out there, if you have any questions at all, any topics that you would like Brock to tackle, send me an email and we'll talk about it right here on the air. And you'll get free advice as well. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. You can also follow us on social media. Make sure you follow Brock. Go to BrockOlson.com as well, and you can see everything that he offers. Brock, we appreciate the advice. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.